This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu sallam barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. Our dua of the Quran today is from Surah Al-Tahrim. That's chapter 66, ayah number 8. Chapter 66, ayah number 8. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. O believers, turn to Allah in sincere repentance. عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. So your Lord may absolve you of your sins. وَيُدْخِلَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. And admit you into gardens under which rivers flow. يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِي اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. Says, on the day Allah will not disgrace the Prophet or the believers with him. نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. Their light will shine ahead of them and on their right. يَقُولُونَ. They say, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And they will say, Our Lord, perfect our light for us and forgive us. For you are truly most capable of everything. So this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks on one of the stations on the Day of Judgment. One of the stations on the Day of Judgment, or actually to be specific, I would say, after resurrection. And as we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah azza wa jal looks into your deeds and so on. So there are different mawaqif, as they call the ulama, or mashahid yawm al-qiyamah. So different stations on the Day of Judgment. The first station for us, at least living in this world, the first station is what? It's death. Once you die, your judgment day already started. You're just on waiting list right now. You enter the queue, basically. You're going to be waiting for your turn. And then after that, there is al-barzakh, which is a barrier between this life and the hereafter. And then after that, there is other scenes, obviously, but sometimes afterwards, then will be the resurrection, al-ba'th. After resurrection, there is al-hashr, where people start congregating, and they go all the way up in the heavens, and they're all on that plane, wide plane, with everybody waiting for the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala to start the judgment day. And then when the judgment day starts, there is now Allah subhanahu dealing with the people, depends on their deeds. Some of them will be questioned, some of them will be admitted to Jannah directly. There will be different scenes. And then there will be those scenes when people, as they march from one place to the other one, they have to go through different bridges. So the bridge of Salah, the bridge of Fast, the bridge of this, the bridge of that, all these things. Eventually, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, He judges the people between the people, and people are now waiting for their books to receive their books. So the books are flying, and people receive their books in the right hand or the left hand. May Allah make us from the people of the right hand, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So those who receive their books, now there is al-mizan. They have to weigh their good deeds or their bad deeds to see where they're going to land. Are they going to be in the Firdaus al-A'la? May Allah make us among them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Or the lower level of Jannah, or where are they going to land? Then after now they're done, they need to start heading towards now Jannah. As people go towards al-Jannah, the believers go towards al-Jannah right now. But there's another group walks with them. Who are these people? Anyone knows? Huh? The hypocrites. The hypocrites, throughout all these different stations on the Day of Judgment, the hypocrites, they see that they've never been questioned, did not get their books, they haven't been told anything about what they've done. So all this time, what were they thinking? Oh my God, I mean, we've been overlooked. So we're good. You know when you go to a party and you're not invited? And you sneak in, right? Once you sneak in, what do you think? You made it, right? But before you sneak in, there's multiple doors, multiple ushers from door one, door two. So you pass the first door, the second door, and you feel that, oh my God, we're there. We're almost there. Until you come to the actual, you know, main gate when they have the names and the list, and that's when they're told, what are you doing here? How did you even come through this, right? On the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu speaks about the munafiqeen. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُونَ. They think that they're deceiving and they're fooling the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says it is Allah is the one who is actually deceiving them. So part of that deception is they think they're good. They see all the horror of the disbelievers and what they go through in that account in the moment of standing before Allah Azza wa Jal. And for them, no one is talking to us. No one is saying anything to us. We must be doing good. So that's one of the biggest deceptions. When you think that this is it, you made it. And then the door shuts down in front of you. So they will be taken straight to Jahannam. But how that happens? So here's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says over here. قال يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى. This is in Surah Al-Hadid. Allah says, يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات نورهم يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم. Their light is shining in front of them and on the right side. And what is that exactly? بشراكم اليوم وجنات. They're given the good news. You are going to be admitted to Al-Jannah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that خالدين فيها ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. They will be in eternity, and that's the greatest triumph and win. يوم يقول المنافقون والمنافقات. That's when the hypocrites, male and female, they call upon the believers. انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم. Could you hold on a little bit? Can we please, you know, walk with you in that light? Can we get some of that light? What light is he talking about over here? So the Prophet also mentioned the hadith that one of those signs, or at least the stations of the Day of Judgment, as people go towards Jannah, they have to cross over two things, or one through one thing and the other over the other thing. So they have to cross over the bridge that goes over Jahannam, which is what Allah mentioned Surah Maryam, قال وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, that all of you shall go over Jahannam. Believers and unbelievers, they all have to go through. So the believers, they come to that bridge. But before they get to that bridge, there is something called qantara. The ulama, they differ in the meaning of the qantara. Some they say it's actually more like a tunnel. Some they say it's like a passage area. We don't know what it is. But in that place, it will be total darkness. It will be total darkness. Imagine you're able to see, you walk, and you're holding on to some of those believers because I made it. You know what? It's just like you walk with them. You don't want to be left out. So you're holding to, you walk into some direction, knowing that this is the direction that leads to Jannah. And now suddenly it starts getting dark, it's a little bit darker. We don't see well. And so getting darker and darker. And that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the believers with light. Some of those believers, the Prophet has mentioned, the light is shining in front of them. That shines the distance ahead. You know, when it's foggy, you could barely see right in front of you. That's very scary. But when it's clear, alhamdulillah, you can see miles ahead. So the believers will be now running because it's clear in front of them. They don't worry about any obstacle. They'll be speeding, going as fast as possible. Some people, their light is not as great. It could barely shine right in front of them. So they can't run as fast. So they run what? At their own pace, as much light is providing for them. Some, their light is like a torch. So it's not shining in front of you, it's barely shining the steps in front of you. And some of the Prophet even mentioned, some of them, they have, that the light they have is only their toes. Their toes are shining. So we're barely seeing what? Barely a step ahead of you. Like they walk one step at a time. Obviously, when people start walking at these different and various speeds, what happens? They get scrutinized, right? Those who have light, they go faster. Those who have less, they go slower and slower and slower. So people now are divided based on what? Their deeds in that matter. So as the last group of the people who have little light, they start walking ahead, those who are left behind are now what? In total darkness. They have no clue which direction to go. They can see the light is fading away in front of them, and they cannot catch up with because they're too scared to move, because they don't know if there's anything in front of them or ahead of them. So what happens? Suddenly, they start seeing the light fading away, and that's when the hypocrites, they start calling upon the believer, انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم. Can we please, can you wait so we can walk with you in that light? Of course, on the dunya, I mean, the irony over here is that when the believers had that light in the dunya, these hypocrites, they didn't care about it. And now that light in the akhirah, said, hey, you know, can we see some of that light that you have? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will say that they will hear a calling. قِيلَ أَرْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ. Go back. Go back where you came from. فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. go and get your light from there. So they think it's just like an amusement park. You go back, you get your pass, or you get your torch so you can go. So they would go. And the moment they are all gone beyond that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال, in that moment, فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ. Allah will command a barrier, a wall will be built between them and that path, and that's it, they're banned from going forward, and from there they will be taken to Jahannam. Imagine that moment. You arrive right there, just right there, and you know that nothing holds you from being in paradise except just going over that bridge, and that through that tunnel, go over that bridge. Look how close you came. And then would have seen all the horrors before, and they thought, oh, that's not for us. Thank God, we're not, you know what, no one's going to talk to us about this issue. But then that's when the greatest loss and the greatest moment of deception, they come now to pay back, for the payback. You've been deceiving the believers all these years and all your life, and now you've been deceived. So that basically compensation and that jaza' min jins al-amal from what they've done, now they're reaping exactly what they have done. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah in Surah Al-Tahrim, He is commanding us to look for that dua and make that dua for ourselves. رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Our Lord, أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَ, perfect our light for us, forgive us, إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ, you're capable of doing all things. Now, what kind of light specifically in this ayah? Does it only speak about the light on the Day of Judgment? So that's what the ulama usually, they say in the tafsir. It speaks about the light on the Day of Judgment, meaning, Ya Allah, make our light perfect for us so we don't have to struggle as we go through. And some they say is actually, it's also considered the light of guidance while you're in your dunya. The light in the heart, the light in your mind, so you would see through, so you can, alhamdulillah, yani walk through the path of this dunya with ease, binillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfect our light for us, Ya Rabbil Alameen, in this dunya and in the akhirah. So we'll make the dua, inshallah, azza wa jal. Rabbana, أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا. ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون. ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم. ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. وقهم السيئات ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته واجعلهم من الفائزين. ربي انصرني على القوم المفسدين. ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. ربي نجني وأهلي مما يعملون. ربي هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم واغفر لأبي واجعله من المهتدين ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون. ربي أنزلني منزلا مباركا وأنت خير المنزلين. ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ربي زدني علما. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا واجعله ربي رضيا. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم آمين. جزاكم الله خير.